All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say, man? Look at that. All right, we do this each and every Thursday. We play clips of Jesse Jackson. And then we ask you what he's saying. And if you get it right, you get yourself a prize. Pretty simple. And today you're going to get a pass for two to see The Bank Job, a true story of a heist gone wrong in all the right ways. Check it out now at theaters everywhere. Look at that, man. All right, 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, this is one of the few games, one of the few stations where you can play whether you're 7 years old or 77 years old. And a lot of times we do get calls from people who have their kids in the car, and everyone's playing, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Yeah, look at that. All right, again, everybody wins tonight is going to get two free tickets to The Bank Job. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. There you go. All right, let's have a listen to the clips you're going to hear tonight. These are all from Jesse Jackson, and he hosts two shows on Saturday on the Word Network. He has a morning show where he preaches and then a talk show in the evening. And we use clips from the shows, play it on the air, and the audience seems to enjoy it. And we've been doing it for about 8 years or so. So hopefully that keeps up. Anyway, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
Arguing about the horse race.
Oh, Jesus.
Fox News.
Wow.
Fox News.
Glad that one continued.
Fox News. It doesn't matter the side won't. A blah blah debate.
Tell on radio and it was broadcast on TV.
You can't hit promise. The attention of a dean in Columbia. One that is somehow, some way, this survived on hope. Determined the outcome. It was not the industry, it was the promise that one day back the work bottom up. Do you agree or disagree? It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
Jesus.
Our cities are abandoned. Our cities are abandoned.
Oh, boy.
Our peers in the journalistic family. Semi-automatic weapons are Carl Jung. Are Carl Jung. More Kenya. Fox News. Fox News.
All right, let's start with the first clip here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody?
Arguing about the horse race. Arguing about the horse race. Arguing about the horse race.
All right, Casey in San Bernardino, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Arguing about the horse race.
What do you got?
It's not the horse race.
No.
No.
Sorry, dude. That is not indeed. What are you saying? Tim in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Arguing about the horse race.
There's a hint for you.
Arguing about the horse race.
All right, Tim, you're on the air.
Arms not the hearth race.
I'm sorry, you said what?
Arms not the hearth race. I have no idea.
No, not arms, not the hearth race. I don't know what a hearth race is. Let's talk to Scott in Orange, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Arguing about the horse race.
All about the horse race?
No.
That's a no-no.
That's a big no-no. Aaron in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Arguing about the horse race.
All about the horse race.
No, sir.
No.
Jose in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Arguing about the horse race.
Is he saying I am at the horse races?
No, he's not. I'm not sure Jesse wanders out to the horse races very often. Doesn't seem like a guy is out there casually betting horses. Let's talk to a Jack in Hawthorne. You're on 97.1.
Arguing about the horse race.
Ours is not the heart race.
No. Man, I thought everyone would get this one. Brian in Glendora. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Arguing about the horse race.
Time is not a horse race.
No, but that makes a lot of sense. Time is not a horse race. I hear that often. Let's talk to a John in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
Arguing about the horse race.
I got it.
What is it?
He's saying Whitman got fired.
Oh, get out of here.
What?
Not saying that at all. Listen again.
Arguing about the horse race.
All right. Nobody got it. We took eight calls. He is saying arguing about the horse race. I can't believe nobody got that one.
Tim, time, the one that the guy said, the time about the horse race or whatever,
right.
Life is not a horse. That's actually an age-old adage. You've never heard that?
What, time is not the horse?
Life is not a horse race.
He didn't say life is not a horse race.
That's an adage, dude.
Yeah, he said time is not a horse race.
That's one, too.
Get out of here, you jackass. Time is not a horse race. All right, here we go.
Arguing about the horse race.
It's arguing about the horse race. That's what he's saying.
Arguing about the horse race.
Yeah. All right, this next one should be fairly easy.
Fox News. Fox News.
All right, Eric in Lake Forest, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Fox News.
It's Fox News.
There you go. Congratulations. I'm glad he continued after the initial FU.
Fox News.
Oh, ba-boom. Look at that. All right, clip number three. Here we go.
It does not matter the size I want. It does not matter the size I want. It does not matter the size I want.
All right, Cooper and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
It does not matter the size I want.
It does not matter what I want.
Oh, you know what, dude? We're going to give that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, it does not matter, say what I want. That's what he's saying.
It does not matter the size I want.
Yeah, but you got very close, dude. So, congratulations. You got a pass for two to see The Bank Job. And true story of a heist gone wrong in all the right ways. Check it out now at theaters everywhere. Have you seen that, Jerry? You looked at that yet?
Yeah, I have. It's a really good movie, actually.
Good movie, yeah. Huh? All right, there you go. Jerry Wyszowski, man. Jerry Skinfeld used to be a porno reviewer, and now he's working here. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
A blah, blah debate. A blah, blah debate. A blah, blah debate.
Now, this one should be fairly easy. Austin and Burbank, you're on 97.1.
A blah, blah debate.
A blah, blah debate.
There you go. Congratulations,
dude. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
There he goes, man. Winner of those tickets. Going to The Bank Job, dude. A blah, blah debate.
A blah, blah debate.
All right. Clip number five already. Jeez, you guys are ripping through these.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV. Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV. Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
Jesus Christ. Jordan in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
Tell us in radio, then broadcast on TV.
No, that's not it, man.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV. Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV. Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
Danny in Studio City are on 97.1 Free FM.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
I tap out, man.
All right, dude. So long. Brian in Chino Hills, you're on the air.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
Dude, I didn't realize it was so hard to hear it when you're on the phone.
You want to turn your radio up?
Hey, play it one more time. Well, then it's delayed, isn't it?
Yeah, we've already played it enough times. You'll catch it.
Okay, all right, let me try. Thank
you,
one second.
Blah, blah, debate.
Blah, blah, blah. There are still
blah, blah,
debate one, though.
Yeah, I just did the show. I know where we are, dude.
Oh, okay, okay.
One more. Tell it on radio and it was broadcast on TV.
Tell it on radio and it was broadcast on TV.
Nah, I'm sorry, dude, but it was fun listening back.
Back up.
Joe in Commerce, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tell it on radio and it was broadcast on TV.
Damn it, look at you.
Hey, look
man.
At you, dude.
Let me see. Does it say tell a radio it is broadcast on TV?
No, but you live in Commerce?
I actually work in Commerce.
Where do you work?
At Union Pacific.
I don't know where that is. Yeah, you got to come out. You know, a week from tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino.
Yeah, I know. I signed up for it. I'm wondering, hopefully I got in, you know?
Yeah, we'll try to get you in, dude.
All right.
We'll see you there, man.
All right.
There he goes. All right, Joe in Commerce. Next Thursday, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino, the 27th, for a big Conway and Whitman poker tournament. It is free to sign up. It is free to play. You get free food if you're a player. $6,000 in prizes. How do you beat that? All you have to do to sign up is go to our website, conwayandwhitman.com or 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. And then don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to be at the Avengers game as the Avengers take on the Philadelphia's. It's called the Philadelphia Soul. Is that right? That's the name of the team?
Yes, Philadelphia Soul.
All right, Philadelphia Soul, and they'll be playing there tomorrow night. So come on down. We'll be doing a live broadcast from 8 until 11. And we're broadcasting from a suite, but come down and enjoy the game anyway. Enjoy yourself. Get out of the house. What's wrong with you people? All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV. Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
All right, where are we here? How about Gil in Arcadia? You're on 97.1.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
Tell us on radio and broadcast it on TV.
Ah, sorry, dude.
Son, shut up.
Lewis and Hammett, you're on the air.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
I hear, turn off the radio, and it broadcasts on TV.
Oh, you got it all but one word, dude. Listen to it again.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
It's not turn off the radio, but it's the opposite of...
Turn on.
Yes! Congratulations, dude. It's either turn off the radio or turn on the radio and then broadcast on TV.
Tell it on radio, and it was broadcast on TV.
All right, congratulations, Lewis. You're going to the bank job, and it's available in theaters everywhere, man. Look at that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We move on. Here we go.
You can't hit promise. You can't hit promise. You can't hit promise. You can't hit promise.
All right, Chris and San Dimas, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
You can't hit promise.
Penis.
Okay. It is, let me listen to it again.
You can't hit promise.
That is incorrect, sir. Cindy in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
You can't hit promise.
Can you play it again?
We don't really do that, baby. Are you new to the station?
No, I've been listening for a long time.
Were you asked not to ask us to repeat it?
What's that?
Did they? Gina ask for you not to ask to repeat it?
No.
Oh, she didn't. Oh, okay. Well, then here we go.
You can't hit promise.
You can't hit mamas?
Oh,
that's a no-no.
You got so close. Listen to it again.
You can't hit promise.
You can't hit... I have no idea.
You want to go with mamas again?
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
It's wrong again. You want to listen to it again?
Yes, please.
You can't hit promise.
I think? Have no idea.
What do you think it is?
It sounds like mamas.
You can't hit mamas?
No, no.
You want to go with that again?
No, because it's wrong.
I tell you, you're a quick study, man. You learn. All right, Cindy, we thank you for calling. Call us back, and we'll maybe we'll squeeze you in again. That's great. You want to go with it again? You bet. That's wrong again, baby. Steven Van Nuys, you're on 97.1.
You can't hit promise.
Hey.
What was that again?
You can't hit promise.
You can't make a promise?
No, it's very close, though. Promise is in there. Sean in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
You can't hit promise.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right.
You can't hit promise?
There you go. Congratulations, dude. That's how the show is being played. That's how the clip should be played. Congratulations. Hold on. We'll give you tickets to the bank job. And that's the playing in theaters everywhere. Good luck with that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the next clip.
Your tits on Badeen. Your tits on Badeen. Your tits on Badeen. Your tits on Badeen. Your tits on Badeen.
Jesus Christ.
Your tits on Badeen.
I think I got it. Let's talk to about Rusty out in San Pedro. Rusty, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Your tits on Badeen.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Your tits on Badeen?
What?
I don't, man, I'm not too sure, but thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks for phoning, Rust. Matt in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1.
Your tits on Badeen.
All right, how about your stretch limousine?
No, close. Shut up. Is that the one?
No!
Son, shut up.
All right. Tommy in Eagle Rock, you're on 97.1.
The attempts on the Dean.
The attempts on the Dean?
That's a no-no.
Not really. Listen to it again.
The attempts on the Dean.
The intentions of the Dean.
No. Damn, you got so close. Not intentions, but it sounds like intention. Jimmy in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
The attempts on the Dean.
Attempts on the Dean.
No, that's not it either. How about Rebecca and Venice?
No idea.
Yeah. No, you can't use that term, baby. She said the teats on a dean. And love to be able to use that term. We can't do it. Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The attention of a dean.
Attention of dean?
No.
Close. Listen to it again. Listen to it again.
The attention of a dean.
Attention. Intention of Dean.
Nah. What? Sal and Compton, you're on 97.1.
The attention of Dean.
Can you play one more time?
Yeah, we don't normally do that, but I guess tonight's an exception.
The attention of Dean.
Your kids are demons, something like that.
That's not it. All right, JR in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
The attention of Dean.
Spinners in a limousine?
No, that's not it either. That sounds like more. It's more interesting of a more interesting evening, though, than what he's saying here. Al in Manhattan Beach, you're last up here on this clip. Then we're going to press on. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Get tits on the Dean.
You know.
Come on. Was. All right, please. With the
give it to me one more time.
Get tits on.
Oh, no. God Almighty! That guy's twice with the swearing in one call. Ah, oh, I feel like saying a prayer for that young man. Travis in Westminster, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The attention of the Dean.
The attention of the Dean.
There you go. Congratulations. All right, the attention of the Dean. That's what he said.
The attention of the Dean.
Yeah.
The attention of the Dean.
All right, we're going to play a clip for you a couple times, come back and ask you what he's saying. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
In Columbia. In Columbia. Wise men discerned slickness.
Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM in the middle of a What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say game. Usually played on Thursday, but tomorrow we'll be down at the Staples Center watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphias down there, Philadelphia Soul. So if you'd like to play along here, we play a clip. If you guess what he's saying, you get yourself a prize. And today, you're going to get tickets to The Bank Job, a brand new movie out there. True story of a heist going wrong in all the right ways. And theaters everywhere. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's a clip we left you with. Good luck, folks.
In Columbia. In Columbia. In Columbia. In Columbia. In Columbia.
All right, Eric in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
Yay. I got no idea.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling up and holding on for that long. Robert in Riverside, you're on the air.
Bank of Love Me.
Oh, man. Bank of Love Me?
Bank of Love Me?
I have no idea.
That probably doesn't make sense, right?
No! No!
Do you want to hang up on me or you want me to hang up on you?
I'll hang up on you.
All right.
Okay, see ya.
Okay. There he goes. Freddie in Rancho Palos Verdes, you're on 97.1.
In Columbia.
What do you think he said?
I think it's in Columbia.
Yes. Congratulations, dude.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You're going to go see it. Have you seen the movie yet?
No.
The Bank Job. You like the movies?
Yeah, I do like movies.
All right. Well, you can take one of your... you got a girlfriend?
I'm gonna seek one out right now.
Are you married? You don't got any chicks?
I have one girl I'm kind of talking to, but no, I'm not married.
How old are you?
31.
31. You seem like a married guy. I mean, you seem like, you know, bright and articulate. Like a lot of chicks pounding on that door.
Yeah, I do all right, you know. I'm trying to find Miss Wright, but I don't know, man. I'm trying to stick to Lycus's rules, you know.
Yeah, all right, well, good luck with that. All right, congratulations, Tim. All right, we are going to press on to the next clip, but the last clip was...
In Columbia. In Columbia.
There you go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
One day that somehow, some way...
Jesus Christ.
One day that somehow, some way... One day that somehow, some way... One day that somehow, some way...
All right. Charlie in Culver City, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, little buddy.
One day that somehow, some way...
How about 1 minute, somehow, some way?
Bingo, perfect.
Put your hands together.
That's exactly it, dude.
Right.
All right, you're going to the bank job.
Right on. Hey, where's Whitman?
He's not here tonight. He'll be back hopefully tomorrow.
Hope so.
All right. There she goes. Or there he goes.
1 minute, somehow, some way.
1 minute, somehow, some way.
1 minute, somehow, some way.
All right, here's the next clip.
This is Vibe, don't hope. This is Vibe, don't hope. This is Vibe, don't hope.
All right, Cindy, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck.
This is Vibe, don't hope.
This is my way of hope.
I think that's wrong. Sorry, little buddy. Adrian in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Here we go.
This is Vibe, don't hope.
Oh, geez, that's hard. I got fire in my bunghole. Maybe he does. You never know.
I don't know if he does or not. I just don't know if that's what he said.
Can I get the tickets anyway?
Nah.
All right. Well, take care.
Call us back, dude.
Yeah.
Big stud, man. There he goes. Joe in Norwalk. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
This is Vibe, don't hope.
Tapped out. Sorry.
Tapped out. So long. Guy's blow-drying his hair while he's on the air. Mike in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
This is Vibe, don't hope.
I have no idea.
All right.
No idea.
I wish you had some idea. It'd make my job easier. John in West Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
This is Vibe, don't hope.
This is why I don't hope.
No.
Danny in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1.
This is why I don't hope.
This is why I don't vote.
No.
Not it either. Sonny in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1.
This is why I don't hope.
Survived on hope.
What is it?
We survived on hope.
We is not right.
I survived on hope.
No.
They survived on
there
hope.
There you
put
go.
Put your hand together like you mean that.
All right. Congratulations, Sonny.
Thank you.
And you're going to see the bank job.
Great.
Yeah. You want to take your grandkids?
Grandkids.
I'm just BSing you. All right. How old are you, by the way?
45.
Ah, see, I win. Jerry Wachowski said you were at 70. I said you were more like 40. You're the best, man. All right, congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
All right, there she goes, going off to the bank job with probably some dude who's going to be annoyed by the end of the evening. Richard in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You are up next for our brand new clip here, dude.
Determine the outcome. Determine the outcome. Determine the outcome. Determine the outcome.
All right, Richard, you're on 97.1. What do you got?
Determine the outcome.
The turn of the outcome? No.
Ernest and Lomita, you're on 97.1.
Determine the outcome.
I don't know.
Nothing, huh?
Back up.
How you doing out there, Lomita?
All right.
Just getting by, huh?
Yeah, how's the horses doing?
Not good, man. Got my ass kicked this weekend.
John Sheriff, he's the best.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, dude.
All right.
You got anything for the Derby?
No.
Hell ass. All right, thanks for calling, man. There he goes. Sounds like me. I mean, if I was single, I'd be like that, dude. Sitting in Lomita, an apartment. Totally burnt out. Calling talk radio. Still in the horse game. Chris in South Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Determine the outcome.
Hi.
Hey.
The present outcome.
Nah. Sorry, man. Oscar, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Determine the outcome.
I don't know, something outcome.
Yeah, it is something outcome.
All right. It is absolutely retarded.
Maria in El Monte, you're on 97.1.
Determine the outcome.
Can you say it again?
Marie and El Monte.
That's a no-no. Determine the outcome.
Marie.
The trim NASCARs?
No!
The trim NASCARs? You know that's not right, right?
It's all right.
Listen to it again.
Determine the outcome.
No. I can't.
All right. Thanks for calling, baby.
Bye.
There she goes. Tommy in Silver Lake, you're on 97.1.
Determine the outcome.
Determine the outcome.
That's exactly right.
Give it up.
Why doesn't everybody hear like you, dude?
Well, you know, people just get, they get that sad apartments out there. That poor guy, what was he, a couple of callers ago?
Tommy Lomita?
Oh, man.
Just sits, he didn't he sound pretty burnt, did he?
Yeah, well, we'll just send him some good thoughts, you know. Oh, boy.
You want to say a prayer for him?
Yeah, a little bit. Are you, sweet spirit.
Are you Catholic or Christian, Jewish? What are you?
I'm not even close to any of those.
Not even close. All right. So you probably don't even know any prayers.
No.
Could you make one up? All right, with the swearing, buddy. Come on, Bubba.
Who said this?
What?
I didn't swear. Who's swearing?
Yeah, you said the F word.
No, I said that's the best I can do for him.
Oh, I thought you said that's the best I can F and do for him.
No, go ahead and just drop me. That's fine.
No, we're going to give you the tickets, dude.
Oh, good.
You're
good.
A winner. Okay. Hold on. All right, there he goes. He's got tickets to the bank jump. I thought he swore, didn't he? He didn't?
No, he didn't.
All right, what did he say here?
Determine the outcome.
Determine the outcome.
Determine the outcome. Determine the outcome.
All right, press on to the next one. Here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
It was not the industry, it was the promise that one day. It was not the industry, it was the promise that one day.
All right, it's a long one. It's worth a little extra credit here. Whoever gets this is also going to get an automotive emergency kit. Watch I Survived Monday, March 24th at 9 p.m. on BIO, the biology channel. Everybody's favorite. Jerry's always coming in talking about that. The biology channel. Biography channel. I'm sorry. I should read these before I come in, right? Your friend Scott was right. The biography channel. Visit 971freefm.com for an exclusive sneak peek at the amazing and unexpected stories of survival featured on BIO's I Survived. Again, it's I Survived Monday, March 24th at 9 p.m. on the Biography channel.
Oh, my word.
There you go. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? It's a long one, and you get extra credit. You get two prizes if you get this one.
It was not the industry. It was the promise that one day. It was not the industry. It was the promise that one day. It was not the industry. It was the promise that one day.
All right, Doug and Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
It was not the industry. It was the promise that one day.
It was not the industry. It was the promise that one day.
Yeah, you got
Put
it,
Put your
man.
Hand together like you mean that.
All right, congratulations.
You know, you play this game long enough, and you actually begin to think Jesse Jackson's normal.
I guess so. Has it taught you anything?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
How to speak in sound bites, maybe.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 second. We'll give you the tickets to a bank job, and then he also gets the automotive emergency kit from I Survive, Monday, March 24th, 9 p.m. on the Biography channel. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson? We go back to our normal prize sheet here, which is the bank job, tickets for two, and here's your next clip.
Back to work, bottom up. Back to work, bottom up. Back to work, bottom up.
Fernando in Huntington Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Back to work, bottom up.
Back to work, bottom up.
What? No. Oh, I get it. All right, how about Charles in Santa Monica? You're on the air.
Back to work, bottom up.
Is it back to work, bottom up?
Exactly.
Put your hand together. Put your hand together.
That's exactly it, dude.
Can you take me out with a bong hit?
Yeah, we probably could, but before that, we're going to give you a bank job tickets.
Oh.
Very happy. Happy to get the tickets. All right, we're going to play this clip for you a couple of times. When we come back, we'll ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying.
You want me to take that guy out with a bong hit real quick?
He already hung up.
Oh.
He took himself out. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Play a clip for you a couple times, come back and ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you get yourself a prize. And don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to be at the Staples Center watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul. And then after that, the week from tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino. And you can sign up for that great event at the Commerce by going to our website, 971freefm.com or conwayandwhitman.com. And when you sign up, you are, if you get selected, you play for free, you eat for free, $6,000 in total prizes. It's always a great event. It's next Thursday, the 27th at the Commerce Casino. But make sure you sign up on the website. Don't get down there without signing up and think you're going to get in. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But it's real frustrating to drive all the way down there and you can't get in. So do yourself and a favor. Take some time out. Sign up for the tournament. And we're only going to be talking about it today, tomorrow, and Friday, and then that's it. All right? Then you can't sign up anymore. I believe Monday is the cutoff. So make sure you get in before Monday. 971freefm.com and go to contests, the contest page. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Do you agree or disagree? Do you agree or disagree?
He's Conway. He's Whitman. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's Whitman. Ah, who cares? There'll be another guy in here in 2 weeks.
Brian will be reporting in by speakerphone.
Conway and Whitman, 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
And so what's next?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Here is the clip that we were playing before we went to commercial break. What?
Hey, dude, during that commercial break, I don't know what you're thinking, but you I think you screwed up the number for what Dave Harden. Number?
I did not, you idiot. Get out of here.
No, dude, I think you did, man.
What number did I give out?
I don't know, but it sounded different to me because I hear it every night. It sounded a little different.
Were people calling to complain?
I got one call already.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. The correct phone number for Covenant Mortgage and Dave Harden, where I have my mortgage, 888-274-1622, 888-274-1622. There you go. Please don't call the station and complain. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Do you agree or disagree? Do you agree or disagree?
Kathy in Studio City are on 97.1 Free FM.
Do you agree or disagree?
Do you agree on this?
No.
No.
Very close, though, Kath. We thank you for calling. Craig in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Do you agree or disagree?
Do you agree or disagree?
There you go. Congratulations. How much easier can it be, Kathy? Yeah, do you agree or disagree?
Do you agree or disagree?
Excuse me. Congratulations. You're going to bank job. Congratulations. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
Jesus Christ.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry. It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
Leonard in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
Yo, stud.
Hey.
It says it's not the substance of the Baptist industry.
No.
Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu, the Baptist isn't really an industry, my brother.
All right, man.
All right, take care. Well, maybe it is. I guess it sort of is. All right, another Leonard in El Monte on 97.1.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
Oh, God, I get the fun one. Can you play it again?
I mean, don't normally do it, but you sound like a decent guy. All right, here we go.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
It was not the substance in the bathtub? I don't know.
That's a no-no.
Sorry, dude. Let's talk to an Armon in the Valley. You're at 97.1.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
Oh, he's gone. How about Jack in West Hollywood? You're on the air.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
That's exactly right,
Put
dude.
Your hand together. Put your hand together.
That's exactly correct, Jack. You're a big stud in that West Hollywood area.
So are you, Ben.
All right. Hold on 1 second. You're going to go to the bank job with one person. Ticket for two. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Yeah, that's what he said here. It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
It was not the substance of the tobacco industry.
All right. The next clip. Here we go.
Our cities are abandoned.
What?
Our cities are abandoned. Our cities are abandoned. Our cities are abandoned. Our cities are abandoned.
All right.
Hey, Timmy. Real quick.
In the middle of the...
Dude, just real quick, I got another call.
From where?
I got another call that you gave out the number wrong. The
I guy didn't give said out the goddamn number wrong. Dude, I gave it out exactly the right
Some
way.
Guy just called me here and said that he tried to
Why
call Covenant Mortgage.
Why can't you tell the guy he's nuts?
Because, I don't know, because I keep getting calls from these people. They're saying they're calling the number and it's
All right,
not...
write this number down. You got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay, 888...
888-274-1622.
Yeah. All right. Jesus Christ, dude. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Our cities are abandoned. Our cities are abandoned.
All right. Big Whitney in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Our cities are abandoned.
She's gone. Big Nick Whitney took away a powder. How about Gilbert in Arcadia? You're on the air.
Our cities are abandoned.
Our citizens are abandoned.
Nah, that's not it, dude.
No! Our cities are abandoned.
Roy and Torrance, you're on 97.1.
Our cities are abandoned.
You know what? No idea.
No, pass. Brian in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Our cities are abandoned.
Our cities are burning.
Nah, the cities aren't burning.
No!
Michael in Rialto, you're on the air.
Our cities are abandoned.
He's saying our cities are abandoned.
There you go. Congratulations. All right. You're going to the bank job. And good luck with that. Yes, the cities are abandoned.
Our cities are abandoned. Our cities are abandoned.
All right. We have time for one more or no? Yeah? No? All right. We have time for one more. Here we go. Let's figure out which one we'll use.
Our peers in the journalistic family. Semi-automatic weapons are Carl Jung. More Kenya. Semi-automatic weapons.
Let's go with that one.
Semi-automatic weapons.
DJ in Pomona, you're on 97.1.
Semi-automatic weapons.
I have no clue.
Nothing,
I couldn't do the whole thing.
All right, let's do it again. Here we go.
Semi-automatic weapons.
Fail the mayor's
Nah, preference. You're right, dude. No. You have no clue. Michael on the 405, you're on 97.1.
Semi-automatic weapons.
All right, Michael, you got it?
See all the automatic weapons.
What is it?
All the automatic weapons?
No, sorry, dude.
That's a no-no.
Jake and Irvine, you're on the air.
Semi-automatic weapons.
See all the automatic weapons.
No. Ray and Chino, you're on 97.1.
Semi-automatic weapons.
Semi-automatic weapons.
What is it?
Semi-automatic weapons.
Congratulations, dude. All right. You're the last winner of the night, so you get two tickets to the bank job.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, take care of yourself. The true story of a heist gone wrong in all the right ways. Check it out now in theaters everywhere. All right, David Letterman's top 10 in list is coming up. Then we have the news with Rob, and then after that, Scott Sandlin is coming in, and he's a hypnotherapist. And he's going to either hypnotize myself or Gina Grand. But we did you last time. Maybe they can hypnotize me. See how long it'll take. Or unless you want it. You want them to hypnotize you? We can ask you questions if he hypnotizes you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You seem very excited. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. When we come back, again, news with Robin, and then a hypnotherapist comes in, the best on the planet, man. That's Scott Sandlin. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it up, sucker. Give it up. Give it up. Belize.
What?
Whoa, give it up. Whoa, give it up. Whoa, give it up. See, look.
Don't
give it up.
You
give it up.
You
give it up.
You don't trip out.
5209 71. Whoa.